Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
World Series, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No offense to current things happening here, but yeah, like I got what? Dodgers Blue Jays.
It's raining.
It is raining. Hey, on the plus side, I got out of going to the game tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going?
No.
Oh, smart man. Why would you go to that? The point spread is 32, yeah. And it's a monsoon.
Yes.
Who the hell? Is that place going to be full?
I don't know. I mean, look, the BTJ gets to pick one game a year to go to. And she had some friends from Southern Oregon that were driving up. And so they picked this one. And I'm not allowed to complain. I'm like, yep, we get to go do the whole thing, tailgate, all that, take care of everything, let's go.
Something tells me you complained.
No. I merely informed them of what was going to be the situation. I may have set several radar reports. I may have talked about how the high was going to be around 53, about how the tailgates are not going to be covered, and none of the seats are going to be covered. And I may have mentioned how the BTJ does not like being wet and or cold. I also may have thrown in the wind factor as well. So I just merely presented the case and I said I would like everyone to be aware. Because I don't, this is a long-standing thing for me. I do this with my kids, whether it's going to Disneyland or whether we're going to a game, whatever. If it is not my idea to go to it, this is something that you want to go to, and you know that it's not exactly what I am fired up about, but I love you. I will go to this. What I can't handle is then you complaining about what it is you wanted to go to. So I merely said, if we're down there and they're making a whole day and they're driving a couple hours and we're driving a couple hours, we are not getting 20 minutes into the game and then being like, this is miserable. We don't want to be here. No. If we're doing this, we're doing the Clark W. Griswold where we're in, and we're going to make this the happiest Christmas till Danny Blankenkane, you know, tap like with Bing Crosby. We're doing that. And I think upon that, calmer heads prevailed, and we shall not be attending the monsoon Grateful Dead game.
I think it's Danny K.
Danny K.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Kane.
Danny K.
Just in the interest of accuracy.
Tap yes. Danced with Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby tap yeah. Dance with Danny Evan.
And look, I'm the opposite of you. If I were in the same scenario,
yeah.
I'd be like, I'll go, but let me tell you something. Because the tickets are free. You get them through
yes.
Odyssey.
Yes.
We have the duck tickets.
Yes, I did not have to pay for
So that changes things for me. Because if that were the case, I'd be like, all right, fine. You want to go to this game? Yeah. We'll go. But let me tell you something. Yeah. I will be in that seat all of 5 seconds until it starts raining. Yeah. And then you will find me either at a club suite or a bar. And if I can't get into the club suites, I'll be in Eugene somewhere. Okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sticking it out just for the sake of, hey, we drove all the way down here. We're going to stick it out. Screw that.
They serve beer in the Mashovsky Center, buddy.
They serve beer at a lot of places.
We'll just hang out inside.
Look. There is a possibility that we may have had tickets to the station that involved a suite.
Yeah, so there you go.
that may not have been presented.
To her.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Oh, I see. The tickets, I see what you've done.
No, I did nothing. I asked for tickets.
It's quite the manipulation.
No. I asked for tickets. The tickets were delivered. They're very nice tickets. They're like eighth row, like 35-yard line, wonderful seats. They just happened to not be covered. Was there an option to have covered seats? Who's to say? I didn't ask. This is not me.
Here's the point.
No one asked me whether or not I could get covered seats. Therefore,
Here's the point. The point is that you don't have to go, and that's great.
Exactly.
And I'm
not a bad guy.
No.
I even did one of these.
Handled well.
I even did one of these. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Like, because it's like her best friend. And I was like, I know they wanted to come up. I did one of these. Why don't they just come up to our house and we'll hang out? Well, it's an extra drive and they just wanted to make a day. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I did one of these. Would you like to go to a different game? Maybe we can find a different game with weather. Knowing farewell that chances are the schedules were not going to work out. And lo and behold, they don't.
Yeah.
But I did get to do that. I'm so sorry.
I'll take you to the Minnesota game where I'm sure the weather will be great.
Hey, I don't mind it. If it was a sprinkle and it was 50, that's fine. I don't mind a little sprinkle.
I don't think it's going to be that cold.
The high on the day is like 53.
Yeah, it won't be that cold.
And
if it's not raining all day,
it's going to be raining.
Well, it's going to be raining, it says off and on. So maybe you'll
No.
I mean, I looked at it today. It said off
and on. No. It's a trench. It's a monsoon.
BTJ, you should go.
It's an atmospheric river.
BTJ, go to the game.
It's too late. The tickets have been given away.
How is it on and off when it says 95% chance of rain? That makes no sense to me.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
It's going to be raining.
Well, I think it's just kind of scattered, you know, isn't it not? It's not like a big month, like, today. Today is a big...
The text is in. There's a tornado warning on Saturday. For God's... Now you're putting the whole stadium in jeopardy.
Unless you wanted to see a tornado.
A tornado warning? Can't do that. Bears.
Boy, I gotta tell you.
Bears rock. Bears.
That is first world problem right there. It's like, I get free tickets to sports games, and you know what? Not gonna go. It's raining. It's gonna be windy.
That is so authentic for this show.
The game's at four.
Yeah, it really is. You would think it would be me, but it's actually Sue. Yeah.
Well, I got the World Series too. I may have done that too.
You do have that.
Well, she's a big Ohtani fan, so I did the maybe we could go somewhere and watch the World Series and you can wear your Ohtani jersey and we'll have a grand old time. Konnichiwa baseball, everything's great. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, we have a lovely evening plan. Go out at our favorite establishment, watch a little Dodgers baseball, and I don't have to sit in the rain for God knows how long.
I forgot Minnesota's a Friday game, so you're not going to that.
That's no good.
It'll be on. We'll be on the air.
Yeah, we don't get bumped, by the way.
Yeah, I think they're going on 1080.
Yeah, they'll go on 1080. The only way we get bumped is the Hawks. The pro team.
Yeah.
But we don't show.
With Sam Darnold.
Yeah, we don't get to do the no show.
You see PJ Fleck at his last press conference? He was looking pretty sexy. I don't know, Minnesota.
What?
Coming into town? Yeah. No, seriously, Fleck had like the chest hair showing, nice suit on, but
buttons
down.
He's always dressed to the nines.
He's got a little Josh Pate sort of
thing
going
like
for him.
His what does he wear? Like sweaters? He wears
collegiate
sweaters.
Yeah, like a quarter zip or
I'm
a sweater.
Okay with it.
And he wears the tie underneath.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think that's a pretty good look.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't seem convinced.
Well, it's a good look, but you know how I feel about PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
He's a lot.
And his teams are like the same every year.
Yeah. Well, it's at Minnesota. Like there's a
Ducks
ceiling.
Ducks by 21.
There's a ceiling on what you're going to do when you're the head coach at Minnesota.
Okay, I have smells and sounds news for you guys. Real quick, a follow-up to last night. You know, we had a big boom sound during the club that threw us off our game.
Yeah, that was... And we're supposed to be soundproof in here. It's sound deadening. But Nemec was out on the couch, and he said it was... Like, it shook the building. He said that thing was
very loud.
Yeah.
And I could not, for the life of me, figure out what that was. There was no report of anything.
Mm.
I heard another one. Right around 8:30 or 9 p.m. last night.
At your house?
Yeah.
What are we...
I don't know. I don't know.
Are we at war-torn? Is like someone setting off like... Are we like mortar fire?
I think what's... I did see a Reddit thread, and it wasn't recent. It was like 6 months ago. But there is a Reddit thread that's out there of some people complaining about some ne'er-do-wells down at the waterfront shooting off major fireworks from time to time.
That's like an M80 sort of thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, that thing was a booming.
Yeah, so there were two of them last night. But I'm on the case, I want you to know. And then in smell news,
Rob's on the Can I ask or is that proprietary, your investigative techniques?
Well, you know, we have people all around town that report back to us.
That is true.
Boots on ground.
Yeah.
So I got some feelers.
I had boots on ground for the big Chauncey arrest.
Yeah, you sure did.
And I didn't even know I had boots
info
on the ground.
Info comes to us.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is happening.
But it hasn't come yet. Okay, in smell news, I would like to commend the two blokes that were just in here. So Luke does his show before
I know
us.
Where you're going with this.
Okay, so when we interview comedians, oftentimes sportsers, journalists come in studio. I mean, we don't do a lot of guests here, but we used to, and they would come in studio. And studio, this studio is bigger than our old studio. It's kind of small, and it trapped in smells, you know?
Yeah.
When we would do the comedians, boy,
dude, be a little rough.
They have a stench. Yeah. And it's pretty much just anybody in show business.
Yeah.
It's like stale cigarettes and cologne and a hint of alcohol.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
Or sometimes B.O. or...
Well, I don't want to say his name. Anyway, there is a comedian that has passed on that was just...
He was very disheveled.
Yes, and just stinky. And you're right. I don't know what to call that smell other than sad comedian.
But it's quite pungent.
Yes.
And it lingers.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, and it is almost never good.
No.
It is sometimes not terrible.
Yeah. Sometimes just it's just different. Sometimes it's just weed.
Yeah, there you go. Weed.
Ari Spears. That dude just smells like a strip club.
It's how people from L.A. smell.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just showbiz. Okay, babe. Okay, babe.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
And we even have it with our hosts. You know, I think the show smells different depending on who's in the chair, you know, and it lingers and everything.
Yeah.
So there's always a smell. Those two guys, and I don't know who they were.
Delightful.
That were just in here with Luke, smelled great.
Dude.
I've never smelled better smelling comedians than those two guys.
I knew exactly where you're going with it. And one of the guys.
And thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, one of the dudes, the guy in the Dodger hat, looked like a smelly comedian.
He did.
He had the classic, like, you are going to smell like a depressed comedian. And I walked by that guy, and I wanted to give him one of these. Hey man, why don't you come a little closer here? Let's get a little snuggle. And the other guy smelled good, too. Yeah.
He was in a Jamaica
jacket. Like a jacket. That guy smelled...
I think he was the actual comedian. The other guy was just like the, you know...
Oh,
you know,
like they have the booker or whatever.
I don't know. They have guys with them, the handler. Yeah, guys.
Oh, dude. The Jamaican jacket guy, he smelled good. But the dude in the Dodger hat, whatever he's got going on, sign me up. That guy was great.
Yeah, they were freshly showered.
Yeah.
And listen, nobody appreciates that more than us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Someone said, did the comedian smell like Brute and Regret? Yeah.
A little bit like
that.
Yeah, you can smell bad choices on comedians.
Yeah.
It's what makes them funny.
Stripper perfume is a universal smell.
And by
There's
the way,
that too.
I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to speak ill of the dead, but someone on the text program nailed the comedian that I was talking about. Exactly.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one who's dead.
Yeah, there's two.
They're both dead.
But yeah, there's another
one. Yeah, I don't remember him smelling bad.
Oh, man.
But I do remember the disheveled nature of the other dead that came in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit rough.
Guys so like kudos, to party.
So kudos to you for smelling great. And by the way, we need to normalize that. You know, we always say on this program, men, one, every man should be in therapy. It's going to help you. It really is. Like, we've got to break the stigma of, like, that old, like, Irish Catholic, just shove everything down and then, like, you unleash it at an inappropriate time, like throwing a whiskey bottle at somebody and then you just die. Like, you've got to be able to let some of that out. And we also need to normalize, it's okay to smell good as a man. And it doesn't have to be like a frou-frou, like, perfume thing. But this idea of you just being a stinky bastard, like, oh, I'm a guy. No, it just means you're a fat slob. Don't be that guy. Like, it's not manly to not wash your ass. That's ridiculous. We should normalize and encourage our fellow brethren to smell good.
I love the cycle of life that you just laid out right there. I think it was live, shove it way deep down inside, throw a whiskey bottle, and then die.
Yeah.
There you go. Jason Sakanik, everybody.
I think that's the Irish Catholic way.
It is manly to wash your ass. That's...
it is manly.
That's a good takeaway.
I've never understood that. Like, wrestlers, I'm looking right at you. You're like the toughest human beings on the planet, but somehow, you know, the idea of putting on deodorant or somehow showering after you get done crotch riding someone makes you less of a man. Mm. No, get some Irish Spring in there and scrub up a little bit, for God's sakes.
All right. Well, there's your opening segment. When we come back, we've got college football Saturday look ahead. Mm. Okay. See that here.
We're going to break down that big Wisconsin game, are we?
We have NFL today.
Today.
And the World Series is underway, be underway.
I don't know why anyone's not excited. I think this is a good matchup.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll...
you don't? You look at you, you're like, whatever.
Real. I mean, I just think the Dodgers... But I mean, maybe.
The Blue Jays were the best team in baseball for most of the year.
I get it, but remember, they did come back against the Mariners, which is kind of like, you know, it's kind of a...
So we're now taking 90, like a, we're taking 94 wins and we're crapping on it.
Well, that's like a, I mean, isn't like
come on, Blue Jays are a bunch of ragtag nobodies.
Yeah, bunch of losers.
Yeah,
like they beat up on a kid in a wheelchair. Okay, I mean, come on, we all knew that was going to happen, didn't we? Nobody here called that.
Did you just call the Mariners kid in a wheelchair?
No.
God,
it's like kicking them over.
Exactly. That's all they did. Don't give them too much credit.
Come on.
All right, that's what we have coming up here in our first hour. Joey Harrington, 5:30 here on 105.1 The Fan.
The Fan is live on YouTube, Twitch, and now Window Nation brings you The Window into the Fan. On-demand YouTube video shorts with your favorite fan shows and hosts. The Window into the Fan is brought to you by Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Watch Window Nation's Window into the Fan every day on YouTube with The Fan.
Peekaboo!
Sports Network.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Rainy roadways have been slowing traffic throughout Portland. Both directions of I-5 are really jammed up, making for a slow trip to and from the Interstate Bridge. I'm Kim Vestal with traffic.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Time is winding down before the Portland Winterhawks home opener presented by Chick-fil-A. The Hawks will christen the newly renovated Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Saturday, October 25th against the Saskatoon Blades. In celebration of our 50 years in the Rose City, we'll unveil the top 50 Winterhawks of all time during the pregame. Come see the next generation of Portland stars take to the ice in their brand new home. The Winterhawks need you and the Glass Pals to get the building rocking this Saturday. Tickets are still available, but not for long. Secure your seat to history at winterhawks.com.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We have a working theory on the booms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they?
And this is interesting.
Or what is it?
Yeah, because you said you heard another one.
Yep. There were two within about 2.5-3 hours of each other last night.
Shockingly loud.
They were very loud, yes.
And someone said the Air National Guard is doing training.
Oh.
It could be a fighter jet breaking the sound barrier.
Oh, okay.
Because, like...
Should I not hear the jet, though?
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't hear the jet?
You wouldn't just hear... You would just hear the sonic boom. All In fact, right. That's, like, why the Concorde had to not be a thing.
Yep.
You can't fly the Concorde over the United States. You only can fly it over the water because it breaks the sound barrier. And when it you break it over a city, it is not... Yeah, I don't think we appreciate how loud and shocking. And that, like, rattles windows. And I think at times it can, like, break windows. So that's why that thing can only fly, like, do the London flight. So if you did have a fighter jet flying somewhere over our fair city that was breaking the sound barrier, that might be responsible for some random booms, but no reports of any. Because you would think at that noise, if it was a bomb or someone hitting something, you would think that would show up for the news.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting working theory.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a better theory yet.
We love theories.
All right. Well, what was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
What was I going to tell you guys? We were going to talk about some Oh, I know what I was going to tell you.
It was football.
We have chance follow-ups today.
Yeah.
But not many. There's not much more. There's not much more info out there.
Well, I get, like, everyone's acting, and we're all entitled to our own opinion. And, look, neither one of us is the biggest NBA guy in the world. But, like, I hear multiple people on the station be like, this is the most intriguing game in 20 years for the Blazers.
Oh, yeah, they play tonight.
And can I ask, to be fair, like, why? Like, I mean, no one's going to...
Wait, who they have?
Golden State.
Again?
The Dubs.
Didn't they just play them twice in the preseason?
At least once, yeah.
Yeah, at least once.
I think they played them twice.
But, you know, they're not going to say anything. No one will. There will be no clarity. The Blazers haven't even released a statement, and they won't. There'll be some awkward player interviews after the game, but, like, the fans won't get to see that or whatever. Thiago Splitter will be out there. I mean, is it intriguing to think in game two they'll either... the idea is they're either going to get blown out, which we've seen, or they beat Golden State, which is cool. It's game two. But the idea that this is the most intriguing game, outside of the weird, just, I don't know what's happening with Chauncey Billups, but that won't be resolved for months, if not a year. Why is this must see?
Who's saying that?
Dirk Sprague said it. Danny said it.
What?
Yeah.
Fan hosts are saying that?
All three. They were like, this is the most interesting game that I can remember, like, in years. And I was like, well, I mean, it's an interesting situation, but I have a feeling that once you get in and the ball gets tipped, it's just going to be game two of an NBA season. It's interesting because Golden State's a good team, and people think Portland can be pretty good.
Just last night, Curry lit it up again.
Yeah.
That guy's, like, timeless.
Yeah. I don't understand.
It's the Thiago Splitter error, that's why.
Yeah, but I don't know. Watching him call a timeout? Is that going to be like, oh my God, look at that. Yeah. Look at that timeout.
I think it'll be interesting to see whether or not like Joe Cronin and Jody Allen are sitting on the sidelines in their normal seats. If Tom Dundon, the new owner who was there for game one, will he be back for game two?
Dude, I can I can tell you right now, neither of those two will be down there. I will be stunned if those two are down there.
And if they are, guess who's not going to say anything? What do you want? I can tell you every single answer that anyone is going to ask or any question is going to be asked. Well, you know, let's let the process play out. And it was shocked, but we love Chauncey and we're hoping him and his family are okay. And, you know, we got a lot of faith in Tiago Splitter and, he's our guy and we got an exciting young team. And like, what? I just don't get the All FBI right. isn't going to arrest anyone else on the floor. So I just,
how do you know that?
You now, don't know that would be interesting.
You don't know that? What if they take Jody is there and they take her away in cuffs?
Some pelican bones or whatever the hell she was
then yelling. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fascinated this idea. Because, I listened to my favorite station, this one, and I heard both shows be like, man, this is bananas. Like, this game tonight. And I was just like, am I the only one? Or?
Well, I am interested to see Tiago Splitter's timeout form.
Yeah.
I mean, will he do the quick?
Yeah, or is he like
the quick slice? Does he do the
Kirby
tap?
The Kirby Smart? No, I was clapping, which, by the way, that didn't get enough play that son of a bitch got away with that. Did you see the Kirby Smart?
What did he do?
Kirby Smart ran onto the field doing the timeout.
Yeah, the tap.
The tap.
Not the slice.
No. The full-on, like, Seven taps. Yeah.
Timeout.
They give him the timeout, and then Kirby Smart, after the play has been stopped, Kirby Smart immediately, he's on the field, turns to the official and says, no, I wasn't calling timeout. I was clapping.
Oh.
I was clapping. And he got away with it. They didn't give him, he got the timeout, it stopped, but then they were like, all right, and then they restarted the game without giving him a timeout. I've never seen anything like it, and it worked.
Well, you got to win a title to.
Yeah, I guess a couple
to get that.
Yeah,
Tiago.
No,
won't get that.
No. When he gets the timeout, he is going to get the timeout.
Well, where's the betting angle? Do we have a betting angle tonight? Is it too soon?
I think
to
it's
bring up the betting.
I think it's 2.5.
Yeah, I think everybody's like 2.5. Tiago Splitter effort tonight,
or 2.5, like. As in, Warriors are off an overtime thriller, and now they have to travel all the way to Portland and play again the next night, and they're probably like, yeah, whatever.
Well, and it's game two.
And they just beat them twice in the preseason, I think.
According to ESPN Bet, which I love how now every network, who you soulless sons of bitches, every one of you has sold your soul to every gambling entity in the world, and now all of a sudden you're like, well, I mean, we got to be careful, and who could have seen this coming, and we'll just quietly remove the ESPN bet. At least Al Michaels leaning into it, and Al Michaels has given us, every gambling reference known to man. But according to ESPN bet, 3.5 Golden State, if you'd like to place a wager.
I don't want to place a wager. I don't know what to expect from my Zers. They may be shell-shocked from their coach basically going to prison.
And that has climbed from 1.5, so... Take that as you will.
Chance is at home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He will not be at the game.
I figured it.
I believe that's called house arrest.
Do you think his key card still works?
Yes, I do. In the event that, he's not been fired.
I don't think he can show up at the facility.
Not been fired.
He can open the doors, though.
But he can send a couple text messages. Hey, Tiago, here's what I'd do.
Bobby Valentine
can
style?
He do that?
No, he's been suspended. So
yeah, I don't think you're allowed to contact.
Yeah. I think he's.
What if he drops a couple dimes on the Blazers tonight?
I want him to go Bobby Valentine and just be like in the fourth row in the
Groucho Marx glasses,
fake stash,
big old fake beard. Yes, trench coat.
He should put on those card reading glasses. Wear those out there.
Hey, serious matter.
Is it?
Yeah, man, the feds are involved. What are you talking about?
No, it is a serious matter. You're right. Okay, well, I don't know. What are we talking? Why are we talking about that game? Like, come on, who cares?
I don't know.
It's a big football weekend.
And yeah, that official, the Kirby Smart one, he has been suspended. Like they, they gave him the get out of here.
Did they check his betting ledger?
That I don't know.
Was that against Ole Miss? You're saying?
Yeah, I think that was against Ole Miss. Yeah, they sent him home.
Georgia right. covered.
Yeah, they sent him home, but he had already told other officials he was probably going to retire at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So is it that bad of a punishment?
What if they planned that at the start of the game?
I'm going to call a timeout. Kirby's like, here's what we're going to do. Give me the timeout.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it, like, you should watch the video because it is hilarious. There has never been a more obvious timeout called in the history of college football. And then immediately he's like, no. I was clapping, everybody. And somehow it worked. Can you go and replay the timeout? Is that a reviewable play?
Did he call timeout?
And then we get like Gene Stellator up there and he's like, wait, let me... I don't know. Let's look at, does the hand make contact? I think the key is, does the finger make contact
John,
with the palm?
To me, that's a timeout. You know, I've been in this business a long time, and when you see the index finger hit the palm, that's your indicator that it's a timeout.
I feel like this should be upheld. This timeout should be upheld.
All right. Well, we have more Chance follow-ups. I have some info on Pookie.
Yeah.
I have info on one of the mobsters.
I'm only interested in Pookie and Albanian Bruce, whose name is not Bruce and he's not Albanian. And I would like to know how he became Albanian Bruce.
There was a guy, one of the mobster guys, I don't know what crime family.
Yeah.
He was just, I don't know if indicted's the right word, but he just pled to other charges just last week.
Oh.
And I'd like to talk to you about what he was.
And now he's back in
and
this?
Now he's, yeah, now he's got another... indictment. He's busy.
I wonder if when the Fed showed up his door, his wife's like, are you again? Kidding me? Another one? The hell?
Well, he is a mobster.
That's true.
So
once a mob, you know, you probably...
You're like, hey, how you doing?
That's what I do.
Can I offer you a glass of wine? I don't know why I said it that way, but...
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
All right. Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Let's get to our college football Saturday look ahead coming up next. But first, Schulze with SportsCenter.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, taking a look at the college football schedule this weekend. It is not that great, but some coaches... got the spotlight on them.
Yeah, got some hot seats.
You do, and you have. You also have the oh my God, I'm blanking on the word.
I don't know.
The storyline, I guess, for lack of a better word, of coaches' eye off the ball. Are they so? Is Lane Kiffin's eye off the ball?
Sure.
As he is talking, maybe to Florida, they are taking on not Florida, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's current team, taking on Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that's 8 versus 13. And remember, in the SEC, if you're a two-loss team, you're still in the mix, and both of those are 6-1. So the winner of this kind of catbird seat, and even the loser, now you've put yourself behind the eight ball and there's no margin for error. But, I mean, this is a huge game for Ole Miss and Oklahoma, especially in an SEC right now where it really doesn't feel like there is – I think Alabama has separated themselves a little bit, but even they had the giant wart against Florida State. And outside of that,
well,
you know
– last year, you remember the Big 12 was so fun
mm-hmm.
because there was just such parity
yep.
and a lot of good teams. The SEC is this year's Big 12.
But with better teams.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying they're the same. I'm saying they're just, it's just so much parity
mm-hmm.
that every week the SEC has some elimination games that are huge. Like Brian Kelly.
This is a big one.
Huge.
Yeah.
If he loses to Texas A&M at home, mm-hmm. you know what the whispers are?
They're going, well.
You know what the whispers are?
Yeah. Everyone hates him at Baton Rouge. And
gee, I wonder why.
He's embattled. And there is a sense that if he loses this game to A&M, that this may be the beginning of the end of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, but you know what the whispers are.
What is the whisper?
A lot of people saying.
What?
A lot of people saying.
Are we doing the Nick Saban thing?
Nick Saban.
Oh, my God.
To Baton Rouge.
Back to Baton Rouge.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people saying.
There's a better chance of Ed Ogeron coming back to LSU.
Can I just say I'd rather see him coaching again than listening to him read ads? God, that dude is so...
Yeah, he's all over the place.
What? I like the Verbo ads.
With his dyed hair.
I think that dye job is rough.
It's really bad.
It's rough.
The Verbo ads are great.
Yeah, I love the Verbo ad where he's like, check-ins at 4, and it's 3... He's like, it's 3:55. He's like, I know. And then he's in the hot tub. And
this isn't a vacation.
I like the Saban. Like, the Affleck ads are a bit much, but yeah, the Verbo ads are good.
The one he does on this station, it's like, go get this new smoke detector. It's like, you sound so disinterested.
Well, you know, that dude, I mean, if you think about it, why the hell would he coach? He's endorsing everything under the sun. He's probably making so much money doing that.
Well, I think
he's doing game day.
I think there's a reason why he left, and it's the Brian Kellys and the Kirby Smarts are finding out that it's a harder world. This era of college football, it's harder than ever to be a college coach. And Saban, supposedly one of the reasons why Saban left in the first place is after they lost to Michigan, and they shouldn't have, they botched that thing at the end with Jalen Milroe, that he had multiple players come to him and say, we need more money or we're leaving. And he thought he was going to have a championship team coming back. He was like, dude, it's fine. We had a disappointment. But he was all thinking in his mind, everyone's coming back. This is great next year. And he had a bunch of guys come in and say, we want money. You're out. And supposedly that's the story, is that was kind of the final straw. And he's like, I'm not doing this. And I just don't think he wants anything to do with that. And he's not going to be able to stockpile talent like he used to. It's just harder. It's harder to have dynasties. And I don't know how you go from 20 years of doing it one way and doing it better than anyone else, and now having to play into a way more competitive environment. I just think what the SEC is this year, and it's really interesting, I think this is the new norm in the SEC. I just don't think we're living in a world now where you are going to have these 5-6 year runs where you are just King Poobah and no one can touch you. I just don't. I think, you know, it's not going to be parity in the fact that, you know, the Baylors of the world or in Illinois are suddenly going to jump up and be powerhouses, but for these big programs with resources, the SEC is going to be a meat grinder, and there's just too many good teams. Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri has jumped up, and you still have some teams that are on hard times. Wait till Florida gets a little better, or Auburn with the right coach.
I do have to say, I think the SEC is way more interesting. It's already interesting, but it's way more interesting with Texas and Oklahoma being good.
Yeah.
Like, that adds... It just adds an element of like, man, and Missouri's good.
Yeah. Well, Missouri,
like, who isn't good in that league?
Well, Florida and Auburn. And they're going to fire their coaches, or
and
have.
Arkansas is not good.
Yeah.
And South Carolina.
And they did fire their coach.
And Kentucky's not good.
But Missouri's 15-6-1.
Yeah. They're going to Vanderbilt.
Going to Vanderbilt.
There's another coach, Eli Drinkwitz. Is his eye off the ball? Is he talking to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
So those are two big SEC games that I think are absolutely interesting.
Well, you have Texas A&M at LSU.
Yeah.
You have Missouri at Vanderbilt. And you have Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Three huge ones.
And here, by the way, I'll tell you right now, A&M, who is undefeated and 3 in the country, they're going to lose to LSU. We can sit here and we can crap all over LSU, but A&M is like 3 plays away from being a 3-loss team. The truth of the matter is, LSU and A&M are a lot closer than what people want to believe.
Yeah.
And it's on the road, in Death Valley, at night.
And LSU really needs it.
LSU really needs it.
Their offense has been trash.
It's been bad.
Well, how is that possible?
They're not happy with the offensive coordinator, who was a Brian Kelly hire. And Nussmeier just, this has been the year. If you had to give me one theme for college football this year, it is quarterbacks that were supposed to be good are ass. That is the headline. Because you think about it, Lenora Sellers, Nussmeier, Arch Manning, Carson Beck is kind of a little ass. Not as bad as some of those others. Drew Aller, ass. And I'm not talking like normal ass. No. Like
grade A.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, back that up. We're dropping it like it's hot. Like it's that kind of. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. But Joe Sloan is the offensive coordinator at LSU, and his ass is going to get fired. Regardless of what happens this year, Brian Kelly is going to be forced to replace him. And if Brian Kelly loses this, they just may replace everybody. And here's the thing that Brian Kelly, like everyone should realize this, Luke Fickell told you, if you're going to be the world's biggest a-hole, you better come in and win right away. Because it's not like Brian Kelly's been terrible there. He's been fine. They won a Heisman Trophy and they've lost some close games, but let's not act like he's been dreadful there. It's just, if he was a more light guy, I think he gets a little longer leeway in this. But he's not. He's an unlikable guy, and their offense sucks.
And then in the Big Ten, red hot and rolling, UCLA.
They are going to get taken behind the woodshed.
Well, they've won 3 in a row.
Yes, they have.
But they're playing the varsity.
Yes.
They're going to Indiana.
Yes. And
the odds makers are telling you a little something with that point spread, because a lot of people are jocking UCLA. Like, they played well. Nico's played well. The offense opened up after they fired their coach. The spread is 26.
Yes. And no one watched any of the Maryland game. And
Maryland-UCLA?
Maryland-UCLA.
No, I didn't.
Maryland, by the way, Maryland,
they're all right, aren't
they? They're okay. They're 4-3, and I watched them when they played UW, and they had some guys get hurt. Maryland's got some freshman D linemen that I was like, oh damn. But in that game against Maryland, they made Nico really uncomfortable, and they got after him. He threw 2 picks. The UCLA offense sputtered. They only had 7 points going into the fourth quarter, and then they got a couple breaks and they ended up winning that game 17-20. But you started to see some of the wheels come off a little bit. That UCLA offense is not great. They beat a Penn State team that was reeling in just one of those colossal what the hell Michigan State, and then they found a way to pull that against Maryland. Maryland was better than they were for most of that game. And now you're playing Indiana, and if Maryland confused you with what they're doing, remember that when Oregon played Indiana, that wasn't so much that they just got beaten man by man. They confused the hell out of Dante Moore. Signetti's pressure scheme, the basically fake pressures.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, simulated pressures. I was like, why couldn't I think of that word? Simulated pressures. Indiana plays these 3 safety looks, and they rotate them down, and they show you one thing, and then they end up bringing another, and it absolutely baffled Oregon. And UCLA is just, they are not going to be able to do anything against Indiana's defense. And Signetti, if he can, will score 70 on you. He comes from the Spurrier. If I can lay 70, we're going to lay 70. And I just think that the glass slipper is about to get shattered. And I think Indiana is going to wear that ass out.
We got Illinois at Washington in Husky Land.
That's a sneaky big game.
Probably a little rainy. I don't know.
I would assume. But
that is a good game. You're right, because they're both 2-2 in the league.
Yes.
Huge game for both teams.
Well, and Indiana is ranked, Illinois is ranked.
23.
And you look at what they have left. They have Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin, and Northwestern.
Ooh.
If they beat Washington,
they could be 10-2.
They're 10-2. And you know that when you're in a Power Four conference and you're 10-2, you are in the conversation.
Wow.
And that's big. And Washington, if they find a way to beat Illinois, and by the way, they're favored in this game. And Washington's been very up and down. They need some old linemen to get healthy.
I don't really get Washington.
I don't think Jed Fish is the guy.
Oh, shocker.
And there's a real inconsistency.
He's definitely not the guy, but you were trying to tell us how good they were earlier in the year.
They were.
They're not that good, but they're kind of good.
When they show up and it looks and everything comes together, it's really good. And their defense is better than anyone gives them credit for. Like, their two losses, Ohio State and Michigan, their defense played well enough to win both of those games. It's the offense that doesn't show up. Some of this is they're down. Their two best offensive linemen have been out for the last couple weeks, and now the backup left tackle is out. And
oh,
so
no.
They're now down to the third string tackle. And so I'm not certain if Carver Willis, who is really good, is going to come back and play. But if he doesn't, look out. But if they find a way to beat Illinois, their schedule, Wisconsin, Purdue, UCLA, they can be 9-2 going into the last game of the year at home against Oregon.
And
that can be a game for Washington. Now, I think Oregon's going to win. But that's a game that if Washington were to find a way, that's a playoff team. So this Illinois-Washington game is a sneaky big game for both of those schools to put together, whether it's just a nice season or maybe something that could be really special. So monster game up in Seattle that no one's talking about.
We're talking about
Yeah.
Come on, give us some credit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What we just did?
Huskies Wire says two UW football starting offensive linemen trending toward return.
Yeah, and that's John Mills, who's the freshman left guard, and
against Illinois.
And then
Carver Willis,
who they absolutely need those two guys back. And they just, Jed Fish's offense at times, they just has confusing game plans.
Yeah, well, I think we all knew, even when he was hired, he's not that good. He's just not. I don't know. I guess he's a nice stopgap, but hopefully he just moves on. So I think you're getting Jed Fish. This is Jed Fish, and they're not great. But you're right. If they win the game somehow, I don't know. To me, Illinois seems like a pretty nice live dog there, but because I just think Bielema does a really good job with what he has. And that quarterback at Illinois, he's pretty good.
Altmaier, yeah.
Yeah, like it's not like their offense is... it's not like Wisconsin's.
I've seen them play twice. They got embarrassed by Indiana, and they beat up USC. They look really good in that game.
Remember about Illinois, they only have two losses, and their two losses are to the top two teams in the country, Ohio State and Indiana. So I kind of don't see why they're an underdog here, but Washington's back at home. And
I'll tell you what, the way Washington played against Michigan, Damon Williams...
Michigan's not that good.
Damon Williams is really good. And again, when it's working, it's great. But man, that was the worst game. It was atrocious watching him play in that football game. And I get it. He's a young guy, but that was a rough go. So I have redone my expectations for Washington. I was pretty bullish on him. And because I just don't think the consistency is there. It's one of those things that when it looks good, I think it looks great. But there's too many long stretches where their offense just vanishes. And I would have thought I could say that about the defense. If you'd have told me the defense played this well, I would have thought Washington was just cruising. But it's not. It's the offense that lets them down. And that, I just put that on Fish.
All right. And then you got Oregon, Wisconsin, which we can, 31-point spread. We'll talk more about that with Joey 5:30. Let's get to the NFL. We've got NFL Today coming up next on The Fan. All right, now to the NFL Today. It's kind of it's not the greatest week of games, but you know how the NFL does. It's always intriguing in the end.
Whenever you think it's going to be a boring slate, watch. You'll get a handful of gains that come down to the final play or a field goal or something.
Well, the game of the week is probably Broncos-Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's a good little matchup.
You know, the Cowboys, for all of their warts, the Cowboys are one of the funnest teams to watch in the NFL. I mean, they're slinging around and Dak's playing at an MVP level.
I have a touchdown fun fact for you.
I like fun facts and I like touchdowns.
So I was looking at total TDs scored in the NFL this season.
Talk to me.
By team. You can probably guess who has scored the most. I'll let you noodle with that.
Is that the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of who has scored the most. Is it like just, the Colts?
Yes.
Duh.
Colts and Lions.
Yeah.
Tied.
Yeah.
They have each scored 27 tutties. Cowboys have 25.
Isn't that weird? The Colts and the Lions?
I think third of those on the Colts are Jonathan Taylor's alone.
Dude, Jonathan Taylor is reminding people that a couple years ago, he was the best back in football.
Pretty good.
pretty good.
Next most is 22. Now, the fewest is the Titans. Yes. They have only scored 7 tutties.
Their own quarterback said that they were ass. That is a direct quote from Cam Ward.
Well, they are.
Yes.
The Raiders have only 10. Guess who is next worst with only 11?
Only 11.
Now, this is a team that I think some might think is goodish.
Is goodish.
The Chargers?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm trying to think who would be considered goodish.
Well, let me see their record here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me look up.
Goodish. I was going to say, because maybe the Texans, but the Texans aren't good.
No, that's the whole point. So, the Titans have 7 touchdowns.
Sure.
Worst in the league. Raiders have 10. Next fewest is not the Browns. It is not the Saints. It is not the Jets. It is not the Cardinals. It is not the Texans. It is not the Panthers.
Commanders?
Okay, so we're...
No.
We're limiting
not
people.
Not the Commies.
It wouldn't be the Giants. They scored a bunch against the...
It's not the Giants.
Named almost every team here.
Bears?
Let me give you their record here. Pulling up the standings. They're 3-3.
They're 3-3.
With the third fewest tutties in the league.
Can't be Kansas City, right?
It is not.
No, they're 4-3.
Okay, thank you.
Are you going with the Falcons?
It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird, but... Having watched the Falcons a little bit,
they're not good.
I don't know what to make of Michael Penix.
He's not very good.
Yeah, I want to...
Potential, but not very good.
Yeah, I think there's some real warts there. I thought Penix would be a good pro. I didn't know how good, but I thought there was a belief. I thought he threw the ball well downfield. I love the arm strength. I thought he was more mobile than people gave him credit for. I didn't think the injuries were as big a concern. But when you watch him play, if it doesn't work right away, he doesn't know what to do. He's got really poor footwork. And it's so early on. I don't make any sweeping decisions on a starting quarterback. But, that doesn't surprise me that they haven't scored that much, because at times when I watch them, their offense just is absolutely anemic. And that game, I believe it was against the Carolina Panthers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they lost 30-0.
Yeah, that was one of the worst games I have ever seen a quarterback play. I want to look it up. He went 18 of 36 for 172 and 2 picks. And some of his picks are inexcusable. So that's... And I know that they're not going back to Cousins. Cousins may actually end up getting traded somewhere. I can even see him trying to get back to Minnesota because they've got real problems. There's some concerns down in Atlanta about whether or not they've got the guy.
Well, there's the NFL for you. The Falcons, they got beat by the Panthers 30-0.
Yeah.
They then come and beat the Bills 24-14. And they are 3-3 with the third fewest touchdowns in the league. Yeah. That is the NFL in a nutshell, right there.
And if I told you they had the third fewest touchdowns and they were going to be 3-3, no one would believe you. It's just, it's odd. And then meanwhile, the San Francisco 49ers, who...
My Niners.
Your Niners. No Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa,
no
Brock Purdy. Kittle's been out for much of the year. No Pearsall's been in and out. Jennings been in and out. No Ayuk. Who am I missing?
Oh, the big offensive lineman? Don't they have, isn't he?
No, Trent Williams has been playing.
Has he been back?
Yeah. All of that and whatever else you want to sprinkle in there. And yet somehow they're 5-2. That's the
good coach, man.
That is the this is the best coaching job that I've seen in years. If and they will make the playoffs, either their schedule, that this should be a playoff team. Kyle Shanahan, regardless of what anyone else does, that's the coach of the year.
They might win the division.
It's possible.
Got to get healthy, but
yeah. Yeah, Seattle looks pretty good, and I'm still a Rams believer. I think the Rams, you know, when the Rams are at their best, I still think the Rams are a Super Bowl type team when they are at their best. They've gone through their own little, you know,
that's early.
What they have, but they're sitting there at 5-2, and if I want to believe in one team in that division, like, they had no reason to lose to the Eagles, none. I mean, zero, zip, zilch. And then the Niners ended up clipping them, but that should be a 6-1 team. And as long as they stay healthy and Matthew Stafford stays upright, that's the best team. In fact, that may be the best team in the NFC when it all is said and done.
All right, when we come back, we will continue our NFL today. We'll carry it over. Joe Flacco is lonely. Next on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.